Welcome to a special edition of the Worthing podcast, looking back on one of the premier events in Worthing, which took place the weekend just gone. The Worthing Food and Drink Festival, an annual event on Steen Gardens, attracted hundreds of people to sample some of the huge variety of food and drink on offer, enjoy the specially laid on entertainment, and just take in the atmosphere of this special event in the town. Let's go down there. So here we are at the Worthing Food and Drink Festival, which is taking place this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, and it's really proving a very popular event. Despite the weather, which has been a bit iffy on both days, it's been dry today, and there are so many stalls around selling just every variety of food and drink that you can imagine. I think the most interesting thing about it is the number of people that have turned out. Somehow this event just seems to bring the community together. Everybody is here. I suppose at the end of the day, everybody likes food and everybody wants to be at an event like this, and they've certainly turned out in force. Now, another element of our coverage of the Food and Drink Festival was that I was joined by Gary Mason from the World of Worthing videos, and you can see for yourself all that we discovered on the World of Worthing YouTube page. So we toured around and met some of the stallholders, starting with a rather iconic brand whose vans you often see around the town, Worthing Gin, and its owner, Phil Duckett.
Obviously, we've got all our five flavours of our Worthing Gin, and the most popular thing, which yesterday, because obviously we now do our Seagull's Spice Rum, Worthing Edition rum, which just flew off the shelves. It's so smooth.
So I was going to ask you to tell me a little bit about Worthing Gin, because you've been around now for a few years, haven't you, in the town?
Yeah,
are you finding it successful?
We've got a shop in the town, in the Gilbourne Centre, which is great to pop in and everything. And yeah, it's sort of developed from our classic right through to five flavours now: the orange blush, the raspberry infusion, exotic mango, and the bold blackcurrant.
What's the reaction been to it?
Well, obviously, if you're a gin lover, this is a very smooth gin. This is a proper gin. This is a classic. You put a lot of love into it. It's not mass produced.
My name is Ankur Mehta. I'm from Simply Veg from Portslade, Brighton. So we do like Indian, vegan and vegetarian street foods. Okay. So we do also like weddings, we do birthday parties also, we do all kinds of festivals.
How do you find at an event like this, when you've got just members of the public walking by, how do you find the demand is for what you offer?
Actually, the demand of the vegan and vegetarian is increasing. So more and more people do like it. So we do like to support more and more festivals in here in West Sussex and East Sussex as well.
And what does an event like this do for your business, do you think?
It does help us out because we are a small home running business. So we are not like a big company, so we're just like a small, so it does help us out to get more businesses.
A taste of Indian, vegan and vegetarian street food there with Simply Veg. And before that, Phil Duckett from Worthing Gin. Talking of liquids, our eyes were drawn to a stall with the attention-grabbing title of The Gay Farmer. Mark told us what he sells.
So we have two different varieties of olive oils. One Arbequina, which is a really fruity, delicate oil. A little bit of fiery pepperiness at the finish from Zaragoza. An early harvest Picwell. Picwell is a much stronger olive. Early harvest is one of the, it's the Rolls Royce for olive oils, really. They pick the olives before they're ripe. You get a lot less oil, more intense flavours, much more character, very, very well balanced, and super healthy for you because it's very high in polyphenols. So a lot of people come to be drinking olive oil now. And then we have fresh basil pesto that we make at home in the cottage.
How are you finding this event?
Lovely. You know, the weather has been against us, unfortunately, this weekend. Last year was a lot busier. But yeah, it's very good. Yes, it's very nice.
Mark from The Gay Farmer. Now, the event is organised by Worthing BID, or Business Improvement District. It used to be known as the Town Centre Initiative, and Hannah Manzaroli is the Town Centre Manager.
Yeah, it's going really well. We were a little worried about the weather, but everyone seems to be having a lovely time, and it hasn't put them off.
How many, roughly, stallholders are there here?
So we've got about 8 new stallholders this year, so we've got about 67 in total. We decided to allow a few new people to trade this year, which is something that we haven't done before, just because of the cost of living and things like that. It meant that we didn't have to put up the prices too much for the stallholders, and we could keep it a free event.
So what's the range of stalls of traders that you have here?
So the first thing that we try to do is make it a celebration of Worthing. We are famous for our food and drink. So first of all, we offered it up to all of our local businesses first. And then we have some other locals as well. But we've got absolutely everything here. Every kind of food that you can imagine, we have here.
So the traders who come, how do they feel about an event like this? Is it good for them as trade?
Yeah, it's great for them because it gives them brand exposure, gives them an opportunity to showcase what they have, and hopefully get them to come to their restaurants as well.
What's your feel about the atmosphere and maybe things that the punters have said to you as they've gone around?
So people are really excited about some of the entertainers that we've had. We picked some really cool local entertainers. We've got Punch and Judy, and we've got juggling chefs. We've got some lovely local musicians and things like that as well. And we also had a magician that's been walking around. So those are things that we haven't really done before. So it's nice to have a little bit of something for everybody.
So very much a community event for the town, and as you say, something for everybody.
Yeah.
What does it do for the town, do you think, to have an event like this?
Well, there aren't many things that you can do that are free anymore. So we would hope that it brings more footfall to Worthing. That is the main purpose of the Worthing Business Improvement District. We try to, everything that we do is to increase footfall and help our local businesses, because we have some amazing independents here, a lot more than the average town. So we want to bring more people here, and hopefully everybody benefits from that. And it also puts Worthing on the map. We want people to think of Worthing as not just a town that's near Brighton. We want people to think of Worthing as having its own identity and its own brand. So we're really proud of everything that Worthing is. It's so quirky and unique, and we want to show that to everybody.
That's Hannah, the town centre manager, who put it all together with her team.
The Worthing Podcast with Patrick Woodward.
The beer was flowing from various locations around Steen Gardens, including a stall run by the Old Bike Store.
So my name's Lawrence Dumbleton. I'm one of the owners of the Old Bike Store, the craft beer bar down in Brighton Road.
So how's it been at the Food and Drink Festival for you?
It's been good, yeah, it's been really good. It's nice now that the sun's out a bit. But yeah, we've been really busy. We've met some really great people. All the people in the beer tent, we're really good friends with Beer No Evil. So yeah, it's been a really good time.
What's the benefit to your business of coming to an event like this?
For us, it's a bit of exposure, so people who don't know us, they can see us, see what we do, what we serve, and it just gets us out of our bar a bit. Outside, being able to pour in a different place is really good fun. Liaising and collaborating with the local, like, independent places is great. We really love it.
So tell me about the Old Bike Store, because it is actually an old bike store, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Yeah, so we've had it, it'll be 6 years this year. We still get the odd people coming in with their bikes wanting punctures fixed and stuff, which unfortunately we can't do. But yeah, 6 years we've been there. We serve loads of different craft beer, from local to national to some European, some American. And we do loads of local gins, loads of whiskies, loads of rums. Yeah, it's just a really welcoming and inclusive atmosphere. That's what we're trying to create anyway.
So we are Three Bros Burgers, three of us that own the business. We serve Wagyu beef burgers. We partner with a farm in Cowfold near Holsham, where we get our beef from. And we travel the UK doing events, festivals, weddings, food festivals like Worthing Food Festival, selling burgers.
So tell me about your burgers. I mean, you can get a burger from places like McDonald's.
You can, but you can't get special Wagyu beef burgers, can you?
Okay.
So we do a few different types. We do a chili blue, which is a blue cheese and chili sauce. We do a classic with a homemade burger sauce, which is, can't tell you the recipe because it's secret, but it's very good. And then we also do a veggie, just, you know, you've got to cater for everyone. But yeah, it's premium Wagyu beef. So, one of a kind.
So how has this event been for you this weekend?
It's been lovely. It's a bit of a shame about the weather, but the lovely people of Worthing have seemed to come out despite the weather. So it's been really, really nice weekend.
In case you're wondering, a Wagyu burger is a rather special creation from Japanese cattle. Finally, someone who can be found at all these kinds of events, flying the flag for Worthing, is our very own town crier, Bob Smitherman. As ever, with bell in hand and decked out in all his finery. He sees this as a key occasion for the town.
Oh, so this is one of the highlights, to be honest. Like, we had the Rotary Carnival a couple of weeks ago, and the Lions Festival, and this is up there in the sort of top 10, really, of really good, genuine family events on Steen Gardens. People are enjoying themselves, getting something to eat. We also great entertainment. Dave Hunt on the kitchen there, and it's just been absolutely fantastic. And it really is one of the premier events of the town. And thank you to Hannah and the team at Worthing Bid now for making it happen. And people just enjoy themselves.
Now, loads of people here, as you say, but there obviously are some people in Worthing who aren't here.
Of course.
What would you say to them about maybe coming a future year?
Oh, I would say if you're in the town in September, the weekend that we do this, and you like food in Worthing, please do come down. And, you know, don't think we haven't got something for you, because we really have. you know, we've got, you know, we've got fish and chips, we've got burgers, we've got all the traditionals, but we've got Greek food, we've got pretty much food from all over the world supplied here by local suppliers here in Worthing. So do please, you know, put it in your diaries. You know, we'll be advertising the weekend very shortly, but it's two amazing days in September in sunny Worthing.
Town Crier Bob Smitherman ending our whistle-stop tour of Worthing Food and Drink Festival. It was good to be there, and just a reminder that you can see it all on video on the World of Worthing YouTube page. Well, September's a busy time in Worthing, and I'll be back next week to find out about another event, Broadfest, taking place on the 20th, 21st and 22nd of September on Broadwater Green. Join me again next week. In the meantime, please follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and you can subscribe on all the podcast platforms. Also, a new thing, listen online on the Radio Worthing website, radioworthing.co.uk. Thanks for listening. I'll see you soon.
News and views of Worthing.
The Worthing Podcast
with Patrick Woodward.